Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennium Money, and today we're talking the 3 ways to use a post-it note to supercharge your savings.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
What would we do without those little squares of yellow, the post-it note, right? I don't know about you, but we go through an insane amount of post-it notes. In fact, I think we should probably just buy stock in the company because we pretty much have bought the company at this point. It's Jeff's preferred method for remembering everything is a post-it note. And I have to admit, I'm a fan of the post-it note too. I mean, sometimes you just need that little yellow square to write something simple on and post it somewhere, whether it's a reminder to yourself or something uplifting, or you want to tell somebody that you love how much you love them because maybe they sleep in and you get up early. I don't know. There's a million different reasons to use post-it notes. We use it, you know, at Christmas time when we're packing our Christmas decorations so that next year when we get the Christmas decorations out, we remember what works, what doesn't work, what goes where, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm often asked, how can I make dealing with money simple? How can I just cut through all the minutiae and all the fancy stuff that, you know, everybody's telling me that I should know how to do and just demystify it, keep it simple, you know? And I think that for a lot of things, we overcomplicate it when it comes to money, right? And there are a lot of pieces of money, of dealing with wealth and growing your wealth, that are a bit complicated. And sometimes you need to get complex. Sometimes you need to dig into something and, get your hands dirty. But there are a lot of instances when we're talking about money where simplifying can really help you. I mean, not only does it help you in the practical sense, but it really does help with the money mindset piece, because I think that it's like anything that's hard for us, that's difficult for us, maybe whether we just can't master it or, you know, I don't know, whatever it is for you, we just create this kind of image in our head, and it becomes like kind of the big, bad, scary wolf, right? And we don't want to deal with it. And so I think sometimes if we could just take money apart and we could just deal with it in a really simplistic way, even if it sounds silly, but it just gives you a little motivation maybe to dip your toes then into the harder stuff, I'm all for that, you know? And so I had a client I worked with a couple years ago, and she was like, you know what? This is all just so complicated for me. Can you just boil this all down on post-it notes? And I was like, oh my gosh, like what a great idea. Well, there's some bits that maybe I can't boil down to fit on a post-it note. But what I did for her was come up with this post-it note system to basically help her, you know, manage her money every month. And, you know, I've used it over and over and over again with people. And, you know, for some reason, I think that just the simplicity of a post-it note, I mean, we know a post-it note is supposed to be the place where you just write short notes, right? But it's also this brilliant invention that, I mean, don't we all wish that we had invented the post-it note? I mean, seriously, you know, I mean, the thing that makes the post-it note is the sticky bit on the back that we can put this post-it note wherever. And usually it stays for, you know, a while. Sometimes the sticky part ends up falling apart. And it depends on what type of post-it notes you use too. You know what I'm talking about if you're a post-it note lover, right? In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads.
I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial.
So anyway, I wanted to kind of talk about this because, again, I think that there are so many of you listening to this podcast that listen to this podcast hopefully to try and get tips and tricks and different things to make this easier on you, right? To demystify this kind of complex thing. And so I thought, you know, why not talk about this Post-it system? And I think there are really three ways that the Post-it note can help you supercharge your savings. Now, it isn't going to actually do it for you, so I hate to burst that bubble if you're like, man, what can the Post-it note actually help me save money? Well, not practically, but if we twist the concept a little bit, I think you'll see where I'm going here. So the first way that the Post-it note could just be a brilliant addition to supercharging your savings is if you set a weekly spending limit. Like, for instance, we set a spending limit, and that is the amount of money that we actually put each week on our credit card. And then we know once we've spent that, we're at our weekly spending limit. And it really helps keep us, you know, in the zone. What I find is if you're using your ATM card or whatever it may be, and you're just spending and spending and spending, that's really where you lose touch of how much you're actually spending on stuff, right? So we use the system, and because, you know, there's two of us, I think it really helps us minimize arguments, and it gives us like a guideline, right? So this is how much we have. And throughout the week, you know, I'll tell Jeff like, okay, we're inching towards the end of that amount, or maybe we've got a bunch left. We can go out to dinner tonight, you know, whatever it may be. But again, it gives us a guideline. So one really smart way that you can use that Post-it note is to actually write your spending limit on that Post-it note and just keep a running total, right? Especially if you're in a relationship with somebody, you know, write that number on the Post-it note and then halfway through the week, mark where you're at, how much is left, and just put it somewhere that you've got to see it, like the refrigerator or the bathroom mirror, the door to the garage, you know, whatever it may be, some place where you just absolutely have to see it. And it's just a visual reminder of where you're at. And how this actually works to save you money is because it keeps you in the zone. Again, it's like this visual reminder that you can see of like, okay, this is where I'm at, right? And I got to keep my spending in this zone. And if you have money left over at the end of the week, that's a great way. Take that extra cash and bank it in your savings account, or put it on a credit card, or put it towards one of your goals, right? That is how you can actually supercharge your savings with using the Post-it note. If you don't want to do the weekly spending limit, maybe there's one area of your money that you're really struggling in. Maybe it's eating out, it's shopping. I don't know what it is for you, but there's always, always one area with everybody's finances I have found that is a bit of a struggle, and it's where a lot of the cash goes. And so if you can figure out what that one area is, maybe you use the Post-it note as kind of your guideline for that one area to kind of corral you, because again, this is not for you. This is not something to, like, you know, get you upset about your spending. This is something to help you so that you can actually supercharge your savings, right? So another way to use the Post-it note is to write three goals for the month, right? One, two, three. Three things that you want to achieve during the month. Now, that can be money related or not money related, but I often find usually the goals some way, shape, or form revolve around money, right? Or your time, which ends up equating to money. And so writing the goals down there, not only does that keep you on track, right? So if you're a checklist person, if you like to check things off, right, create a little box where you can check things off so you can actually see progress. But if you're just somebody who needs like the visual reminder of, okay, these are the three things that I'm working towards this month, you know, I may or may not actually achieve those three things. But again, it's like it's a game plan for you, right? It's something that can keep you on task, because it's so easy to go, you know what, I'm tired. I don't want to deal with any of this. It happens to me too. There are times where I don't want to do my budget. I don't want to know my numbers. I want to be mildly irresponsible, right? And, follow the 80-20 rule, you know, sometimes be mildly irresponsible. I give you permission to do that. But I've found that keeping the goals on the post-it note, it makes me feel like they're achievable. For some reason, being on that tiny piece of paper, it makes me feel like, you know what, I can hit these goals. And almost every month, I usually hit at least two of the goals, if not three of the goals. It really, like the last week in the month is where I'm like, man, all right, I'm a competitive person, so I want to hit all three goals, right? And don't make them unrealistic. Like, don't make one of the goals like, hey, I want to save $100,000 this week. Okay, that's not going to happen, right? Like, set yourself up for success, not for failure. If your goal is to save $500 this month, maybe you write $350 on there. So then when you actually save $500, you feel like a freaking superstar, right? And the last thing is, speaking of superstars, is making yourself a savings superstar. And a great way to use the post-it note, keep track of how much money you're saving each month, right? Every time you bank something in your savings account, whether it's your travel account or your emergency fund or whatever it may be, write on that note. Keep a tally going. There's something so powerful about visually seeing those numbers increase. It just does something to your psyche. Not only does it motivate you to keep saving or to keep finding ways in your spending to maybe drive more savings, but it keeps you motivated next month to actually top that goal. Like I said, there is so much to do with money that is just, it's in the mind. It's the money mindset, and it's so psychological. And so anything that you can do that really helps like tip the scale for you and gives you that added push of like, all right, come on, we can do this, right? It's like your chest bumping yourself. I know that sounds kind of weird, but you get the idea, right? And so, these are just three ways that you can use a post-it note to supercharge your savings. There are probably, when I was coming up with this list, I came up with easily 20 ways just right off the top of my head. So it may seem so silly and ridiculous to use this little square piece of yellow post-it note for your finances, but again, I just urge you to try some things like this. Even if they feel weird or foreign at first, it's going to give you a little extra push. And again, you got to put it someplace where you can see it. Don't put it on like, you know, your desk and you never go into your office, you know? Put it on the fridge, put it on the, like I said, the garage door or someplace, even your bedroom door, someplace that you have to look every single day. And try it for a couple months, you know, try different things on the post-it note that maybe you're a quote person, put a quote on there. Whatever is kind of, you know, inspiring you to keep listening to this podcast, to keep doing with your money, put it on there. And I guarantee you that you're going to see a shift in your mindset happen. And that's going to translate to your finances. It's going to make you more motivated to keep up with this stuff. So don't underestimate things like a post-it note. They can be really powerful for your finances, you know? We can even do a whole, not a whole, but we can do a mini financial plan all on two sides of a post-it note. So it's a super powerful way. And again, because it's so visual and because it's small, because of the size, it almost forces you to become really kind of like laser focused on that little piece of paper. All right, so I'm super excited. I would love to see all of your post-it notes, and I'm hoping you guys go out there and you help me rally behind post-it and not just be the only person who is out there purchasing ridiculous amounts of post-it notes. You know, I go to Costco and get them, and sometimes they look at me like, what in the world is she doing with all these post-it notes? But I swear they have a really good purpose. All right. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shauna Game, Instagram at millennial_money. And hey, if you like this podcast, click on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a review in iTunes.